Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelzang. Today's show is sponsored by Genealogy Bank. Like so many of you in the Not Old Better audience, I attended RootsTech 2018 at the Salt Palace in Salt Lake City, Utah. I have to tell you all that my first RootsTech was an unbelievable experience, and that from references to the movie Coco to hearing Regina Mason, Scott Hambledon, Brandon Stanton, and Henry Louis Gates speak during the keynote sessions and meeting so many of you, our audience, I just loved every minute of it. And if you haven't heard of Brandon Stanton, I urge you to go now and check out his work, Humans of New York, at humansofnewyork.com. I will tell you that Brandon's keynote was amazing, and it hit home with me. According to Brandon Stanton, he learned to use his time to do things that gave him a better sense of self and to use his time to gain self-validation. Brandon picked up a camera and Humans of New York was born. It is incredible. I strongly suggest you check it out. Look, this is not touchy-feely stuff. You do what you love. I do what I love. And this is it. You know, again, RootsTech is the world's largest celebration of families, and it's a great chance to learn more about genealogy and technology. If you're passionate about family history, or you just want to know more, consider registering while you still can for next year. The conference itself was an energizing, rewarding experience where thousands of genealogists and historians come to learn and network. You gain new passion and direction for your own research after attending and learn to strengthen family relationships. You may also even run into distant family members seeking the same ancestors. Clearly, a RootsTech 2018 theme, at least for me, I must tell you, was the notion that despite a world in need of healing, interest in family history is helping bridge generations, bridge cultures, and bring about a healing connection to strengthen all of us across geographical lines. And we need to connect with those around us, not just via social media, but in the here and now, in the real, and in person. I met people from all over the world. You've got to put it on your calendar for next year. Hold that spot now. Today's guest and interview are from the RootsTech 2018 show floor, and he's a great one. We're going to speak with Scott Spencer, who is an unabashed genealogy enthusiast with a passion for family history research. Scott Spencer is with Genealogy Bank, today's sponsor, and Scott Spencer is the Vice President of Customer Experience. The cool thing about Genealogy Bank is that it boasts one of the largest U.S. obituary collections available online, in addition to hosting over 8,000 newspaper titles dating all the way back to the 1600s. In speaking with Scott, I learned a ton, and you will too. So now, live from the RootsTech 2018 Expo Hall, please welcome Genealogy Bank's Scott Spencer. Well, Scott Spencer, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
It is just a pleasure to talk to you, really. I think what Genealogy Bank is doing is just so worthwhile in terms of its newspaper orientation, and we're going to get into that. But I know you're presenting here at RootsTech, and we're on the RootsTech floor. We're here in the RootsTech booth. You're presenting tomorrow. What do you hope to accomplish there in your presentation? What do you want people to leave that room with?
Yeah, great question, Paul. I think, so the title of the presentation is Strategies for Success Using Genealogy Bank. So this year I took an approach of, we've made some changes to the website, we've made some updates to it. So I'll cover those briefly, but really what I want people to walk away with is a sense of how to more effectively find the stories and details that help shape their ancestors' lives in Genealogy Bank.
I know a little bit about you, and I know you've been in this industry for 16 years, so lots of changes. But to be in an industry for 16 years, you have to be motivated. There has to be a personal side to it f- for you. Maybe you could share a little bit of that personal commitment. What does it mean to you to kind of be doing this, to give access to this much data for people to use in terms of newspapers?
Well, you know, I started researching my own family at a very young age. I think, which for me was something that that initially got me into family history research. And ironically, it was the stories that my father told me about my ancestors. And some of them were so compelling that I thought to myself, "Wow, did this really happen?" And so so at that point, I embarked on researching my own family. And ironically enough, it was the newspapers that really pulled me in to my family story, because I was told a story about my great-grandfather who had shot and killed a man and was later acquitted. And he'd gotten in a fight with part of the U.S. Army, and somebody had tried to kill him, and then as a retaliatory act, he went after them and supposedly shot and killed this individual. And so, for me, that was an incredible story, and I thought to myself, well, how do I validate that? What sources are out there to validate such a story? And it just so happened to be that newspapers were that source. And on Genealogy Bank, I've been able to corroborate the stories of my father with the actual newspaper. So he went on trial, and then he was acquitted. And the details of information that were found in those articles, I haven't found anywhere else.
So talk a little bit about Genealogy Bank and kind of the efforts to curate all of these newspapers, because it's really a significant population of newspapers that you're now bringing to the fore. It's an interesting distinction because you're using technology to really represent almost an industry that isn't as vibrant as it once was in terms of its kind of reporting, but maybe that means there's even more need for what Genealogy Bank is doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So Genealogy Bank has a rich history in and of itself. So our company is NewsBank, and Genealogy Bank is a website of NewsBank, and NewsBank as a whole has been curating and obtaining publisher rights to this information for over 40 years. So much longer than most of the folks in this conference hall have been in business. And so there's a rich history there. And about 11 or 12 years ago, we discovered individuals that were searching for names and not so much topic related. And we said, why are they searching for names? And it was genealogists and family researchers and individuals that wanted to know more about their family history. And so that's where Genealogy Bank essentially was born from that. And there's a tremendous effort. You know, we've been scouring the repositories and newspaper publishers for rights and permissions to content. And so we pride ourselves in that. We pride ourselves in the quality, the depth and the breadth, and ultimately the comprehensive collections that we offer our users.
It's really fascinating. So let's talk a little bit about RootsTech. This is my first year, and I've probably been overwhelmed. That's a good word to use. What are you seeing now in this industry, and how have you kind of seen it change over the last few years, and what are some of the major trends that you're seeing here at RootsTech?
Yeah, great question. I think, you know, this is my, I've been at RootsTech, attended every RootsTech since the beginning, and I'll tell you, to see the growth and the interest at just this conference alone, but in a broader aspect of family history and genealogy, individuals who are more interested in learning about who their ancestors were and where they came from. And so from a growth standpoint, I've seen a tremendous amount of growth just in this conference. As far as the space itself, and having been in the genealogy space for as long as I have, I've seen a lot of changes and a lot of evolution in product and getting information online. You know, it used to be years ago, we would talk to somebody, and if we could digitize a record, or if we could put an image of a record online, individuals would say, hey, now I don't have to go to the library or the archives in the basement. I can sit home in my pajamas and scroll through the records on my own. And that was a big thing. And now we've advanced even further to where we're almost spoiled in the sense that we expect to put in a name and a date and up pops information that's relevant to us. And we're getting there, and I think things have progressed so much in that aspect, and I would continue to see that. I think, you know, as far as machine learning and the ability for records to be tied together, and there's organizations, including ours, who are looking at that and working diligently to make that happen, to make it easier to expose those stories and details about our ancestors.
That's wonderful. So what would you say to someone who's really very new to genealogy and is just kind of trying to experience RootsTech for the first time, and maybe a listener, one of my audience members, who is unfamiliar with RootsTech but wants to maybe put it on the calendar to attend next year?
Boy, so it's a learning experience, and one that can be overwhelming, as you mentioned before. I think there's a lot of great classes here, there's a lot of great presenters, and there's a tremendous amount of information. And so it's one of those events where somebody can really come and enjoy it and take so much more back with them in terms of... there's such a broad range of classes and of vendors, whether it's interested in your family, preserving your own history, they've got you covered here at RootsTech.
Spencer, tell us a little bit more about Genealogy Bank, especially about the value of newspapers, because there's something about having newsprint on your fingers, and my audience will certainly remember that fondly. I certainly do. But there's a lot of value that can be really gleaned from a newspaper and all of the volumes that are there.
Yeah, to me, it's one of those hidden gems. You know, we talk about family history and the use of newspapers in family history and genealogy. We also have folks that read it for the historical aspect because they want to learn more about a particular region or an article or an event that occurred that they remember growing up. And so Genealogy Bank offers one of the oldest newspaper collections and one of the largest in the United States. So our newspapers start from 1690, which, by the way, is the first newspaper ever published in the United States, was in 1690, the Public Occurrences. That is on our website, and then we run all the way up to current. And so whether it be obituaries, whether it be an event that took place, it's really a rich repository of information. And so we also have one of the largest obituary collections available in the United States, and many of which our most recent obituaries are indexed and they're easier to find. But I think newspapers add a whole different dimension to what we consider history. And you know, just a quick story. I was not too long ago. I was a friend of mine. His father. He had introduced me to his father. They were at a family event, and I happened to run into him. And his dad asked me, he said, "Well, where do you work?" And I said, "Well, it's Genealogy Bank." And he said, "Well, what do you do there?" And I said, "Well, it's a newspaper company, essentially, where we have a large repository of historical newspapers and recent newspapers." And he said, "You know, my grandfather was a famous first baseman and played baseball, but we don't know much about him, and I can only imagine that there's information in the newspapers about him." And so I asked him what his name was, and he told me his name. I went home and I opened up my laptop and I was started to do research, and I couldn't let it go. In fact, my wife came down, it was 12:30 in the morning, and she says, "I can't believe you're still doing this." And what I was able to find in the newspapers was he wasn't a famous first baseman, he was a famous pitcher for the University of Michigan. And I pulled up an article, and shortly thereafter I found a photograph of him. And so I printed this out, and then I did some more research and I found an address of where he lived. And then I went to the Historical Society in Michigan and I found a really clear picture of him. And then later learned that he had been drafted overseas in a professional league. And so there was little information after that, after he left college. And I went back and I shared this information with them, and it was, you know, they had never heard of this type of story before. And so, you know, there's a lot of emotion that is invoked with that, but just being able to connect the dots. And then his dad had ironically said, you know, we've always, all of our kids have had a liking to baseball and sports. And so those are the types of details that, you know, whether it whether you're interested in family history or genealogy or not, that you can extract and find in the newspapers.
That's a great story. I mean, that you made that family's year and more than a day. You really added to an important part of their family history with that. So last question, because I know you're busy today. So tell us a little bit about what Genealogy Bank has got going. And there's a show special. Is that going to extend? Are you going to do some more kind of promotion around some of the activities that are on the site and some of the participation that's available there?
Yeah, so our show special is $59.95, and that includes an annual membership plus a book, Newspapers for Genealogy, which includes tips and tricks on how to get started, as well as more advanced techniques in searching newspapers. And that applies to searching newspapers in general, but it's written specifically for Genealogy Bank. So that's an annual membership, and that is the lowest price with the book that you can get, and we make that available to those folks who have made an effort to be here. And that show special ends tomorrow. There may be additional specials in the future. We try and always run some promotions to attract individuals, but that's our show special. So,
well, we'll put links from the website to Genealogy Bank, but it's just a pleasure to talk to you, Scott Spencer. What a history you have in this industry, and thanks for sharing a little bit about what you do and what Genealogy Bank is all about.
You bet. My pleasure, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks to Genealogy Bank and Scott Spencer and everybody else who made this show possible. For more Genealogy Bank specials, go to genealogybank.com/NOBS. That's genealogybank.com/NOBS. My thanks to you, our listeners, for your time. I know it's valuable, and I'm glad you're spending some of it with me today. Check out our next show, another great one, as we talk about better. The Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.